Welcome to the SBI Podcast, offering CEOs, sales and marketing leaders ideas to make the number.
Welcome to the SBI Podcast, a weekly broadcast dedicated to helping you make your number by getting your peers to share with you how they are making theirs. Today we're going to demonstrate how to drive revenue growth by connecting corporate marketing with the field through field marketing. So why this topic? Corporate marketing programs without localization fail to produce revenue. Each region is different and each message slash program needs to be adjusted to the needs of the different customer types. Corporate marketing not influenced by the field is a waste of funds, in my opinion. Field marketing is the connective tissue between corporate and the field. So that's why we're going to talk about this today. My name is Greg Alexander. I'm the CEO of SBI, and I'm your host for today's show. And helping me with our demonstration is an executive who knows a thing or two about this topic. His name is Ted Hunting, and he's the Vice President of North American Marketing for Genesis. So Ted, welcome to the show, and please introduce yourself to the audience.
Great. Greg, thanks very much for having me here. And I'm smiling listening to your introduction of field marketing. I've never heard it couched in quite those terms, but I think you put it perfectly.
So tell the audience a little bit about Genesis for those that might not know about it.
So Genesis is basically the, I hate to say market leader because every company says that, but we truly are a company that is the market leader in the customer experience space. And we're really focused on offering, really powering the world's best customer experiences. So this would be everything from dealing with companies, whether through web chat, through phone calls, through mobile apps, even socially, and even knowing when someone walks into a physical branch or store and maybe having the IoT notify someone that Greg has just come in and he was just comparing TVs for the Super Bowl on the website. So really all about powering great customer experiences for companies of all sizes, from the smallest to the very biggest.
Fantastic. All right, so let's jump into the questions. I'm going to start a little high level, and as the show progresses here through segments 1, 2, and 3, we'll dive even closer to the ground. So let me start with, what are the business outcomes that the field marketing team needs to deliver?
Okay, great question. You know, it's actually where I like to start. As a matter of fact, with my team this year as we were planning, sort of our mantra, if you will, was, think business outcomes first. So I love the first question because people tend to do things, but there's really an end in mind. There's a reason we're doing things. So at the highest level, I think the outcomes that are most successful are when we first start with the company outcomes that we're looking for, and then really the sales outcomes, because we must have totally 100% congruent goals. So for example, it could be that there might be a company outcome around a certain number of new logos. So that might be one of the guiding lights we look at. Another one, if I actually want to, you know, to use your phrase of coming down a little bit more to ground level, if we want to get into specifics, there really one key outcome that I look at every day and we measure our programs on, and that's effectively pipeline revenue. So the two key metrics that I look at for our team, and it's really all we care about at the end of the day, is marketing sourced pipeline revenue and marketing influenced pipeline revenue. And just for some of the listeners who may not be familiar with those terms, these are actually terms I have learned about from SBI, for example. Marketing sourced pipeline is when a lead becomes an opportunity and it's sourced by a marketing campaign. A marketing influenced pipeline revenue opportunity is where we might actually help with the opportunity. So for example, if I'm doing a one-on-one Genesis day with a key account like Royal Bank of Canada, where we might have 100 of their people together in a room, but maybe the lead came via the sales, the account exec, that would be an example of influence. So to put it very succinctly, the biggest outcome is something that aligns with the company success, and which typically for me is either marketing sourced revenue or marketing influence
revenue.
Okay,
fantastic. Great examples of business outcomes. Sometimes, and the reason why I start with that question, sometimes us in marketing and field marketing in particular, we get a little too caught up in kind of operational metrics. We're talking about a revenue pipeline and marketing's contribution to it. So that's a great example of a business outcome. All right, if I dive one level below that, so we now know what the outcomes are that we want to get. We've got to focus our attention. So what are the strategic focus areas of the field marketing team? In other words, kind of the programs that you're going to run, the focus areas to deliver marketing source to pipeline and marketing influence to pipeline.
Got it. Makes sense. So basically, I would say I'm actually going to borrow from our president, Tom Eggemeyer. He always talks in threes, and I think I'll probably put this in a three, if you will. So basically, as we look at that business outcome, there's probably three key strategic areas of focus to help us get there. The first one, and this is actually one that we learned about from your team, Greg, at SBI, was you can't have sales focusing in one area and marketing focusing in another area. So the first thing we look at is making sure that the accounts that we're focused on from a marketing standpoint are 100% congruent and overlapping with the sales targets. So step number one is make sure, and with a name like hunting, I'll call that, you better know where you're aiming, to put it very directly. Okay? So that's the first one. The second one is then as we look at those targets, one of the key areas that I'm very focused on is getting into new brands and the key high-level personas within those brands. As an example, we've actually seen that of the opportunities that we have generated in marketing, if we hit a high-level persona like a VP of customer service or a C-level of customer experience, we actually have found that the pipeline revenue in our own case is 20 times higher. So very much about getting into key brands and getting into those key executive personas. So that would really be point number two. And that's more the new logo focus, if you will, in most cases. And then thirdly, we got to keep our lights on. So I would say our third strategic focus is really accelerating pipeline revenue. And in a moment, I can share some examples of some of the different campaigns and programs that align with those areas. So to really summarize it, it's really account-based marketing through both digital and physical means to really get to those target accounts and to get to the appropriate people in those accounts to really tie back to that outcome we discussed at the onset, which is pipeline
revenue.
Right,
very good. So we've got business outcomes we're going after. We've got three very specific strategic focus areas. So we've got a very well-aligned and highly focused field marketing team, which is great. All right, let me go to my last question of this segment, which is regarding the field marketing organizational chart and how the reporting relationships work inside of your company with both sales and marketing. So tell the audience a little bit about the field organization, the field marketing organization, excuse me, and then how that fits into the broader marketing team and then how that interconnects to sales.
Great, okay. So in terms of the field marketing team, so I've got a team and we actually, I have team members who are actually aligned with each of the respective sales VPs under the larger SVP of sales for North America. So very much an alignment kind of model is key. We don't actually report to sales. I report to the SVP of Global Field Marketing who reports to our CMO. And I actually, you know, you hear a lot of these discussions sometimes around, well, where should marketing report and so forth. And I've always found it, I smile when I hear these conversations because ultimately, if you're sales focused and you understand sales and you think like a salesperson and you understand customers and you think like a customer, it does not matter where you report. It's really about being one team with sales. So we do report up through the CMO. However, I consider myself equally and my team members equally a part of the sales team.
Okay, fantastic. All right, this is probably a good spot for a break here. So we're going to take a quick break from the interview to invite you to participate in a remarkable experience. I would like to personally invite you to the studio. The studio is an executive briefing center here in Dallas, Texas, and it's designed for leaders who are ready to turn up the volume on their revenue growth. It truly is a one-of-a-kind destination. We bring together emerging best practices, proven methodologies, and experiential learning all under one roof. The immersive sessions allow you to break away from the routine so you can focus on strengthening your skills and improving your performance. Think of it as working on the business instead of in the business. If you're interested in this, visit our website, salesbenchmarkindex.com/the studio, to learn more about our new executive briefing center. Okay, this is the SBI podcast. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of the superficial approach to sales and marketing best practices served up on the internet by self-proclaimed gurus with glib answers to your problems? If so, subscribe to the SBI magazine. It's about time that you have a credible publication to turn to that delivers strong, compelling stories and insightful analysis. Go to salesbenchmarkindex.com and subscribe to the SBI magazine.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the SBI podcast. This is Greg Alexander, and today's guest is Ted Hunting, the Vice President of North American Marketing for customer experience leader Genesis. Today, we are demonstrating how to drive revenue growth by connecting corporate marketing with the field sales team through field marketing. So let's jump back into the questions. So Ted, next question for you is, what role does field marketing play specifically between kind of corporate marketing and corporate sales and the marketing team?
Great question, Greg. I find that often people have a view of field marketing that can be very, very narrowly defined. And I've done every job in marketing over the years. So I tend to think of field marketing as really being one face of marketing to the sales force and also to our customers. So what we tend to do is we need to have a communication to the field, but we also need to be listening and feeding information back to the central marketing team. So for example, we'll have weekly interlock calls with each of the sales VPs where we'll talk about leads and new opportunities we're bringing them. We'll also talk about new central and new field programs that we're bringing to the sales force. But conversely, we'll also be listening to the sales force about the customers, the pain points, and the issues they're seeing so we can provide feedback back within our own field programs as well as the central programs. So very much a two-way interlock to the sales force, to the customers, and really presenting one face of marketing to both our customers and the sales force.
So an example, great example, audience members on how by having field marketing well-staffed, well-funded, deployed with experienced people like Ted, you know, the impact that it can have. Sometimes marketing without field marketing isn't as productive. So let's go to the next kind of segment here, which is campaigns. So you mentioned earlier when I asked you a question that you wanted to talk about some specific campaigns that the field marketing team runs. I think now would be a good time to do that. So can you share some examples with us?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to start with one that actually relates to something we did last week. So I mentioned how we often want to get into new brands and new personas. So for example, last week we were at an executive contact center event. And these are the biggest brands in the world. I mean, we're talking like biggest hotels, biggest shippers, you know, people like Amazon, Hilton, CIBC, Bank of America, Cigna. I could go on and on and on. And in this event, we actually have an opportunity to do everything from private dinners where we're sitting down with, like last week, 25 VPs or C-levels of CX that we're hosting. We have an opportunity. We did some shop talks where we did, I did basically three speaking sessions to these various people. And we actually find, for example, there was an SVP from a major hotel who came up to me after the presentation and spent 15 minutes talking with me and now wants to meet with us. Ironically enough, a person who never wanted to talk to Genesis, so I met there a year ago, one of the biggest retailers in North America, I'm actually going to be meeting with her and her counterparts at their headquarters next week in the Midwest. So this is a good example of how you can build relationships with key brands and new very high-level people through some targeted programs like that. That's just one example. Obviously, we do other things like traditional trade shows, but it's not just how you do a trade show. It's making sure you bring in digital elements. So for example, where you might do a great blog ahead of time, where you might have social aspects, where you might do a private reception with analysts or consultants or customers at the event. So it's really trying, and then even digitizing those events where you might actually film a customer speaking and then have that as a digital asset you can use later. So it's not just trade show, that's really blurring the lines between digital and physical. In addition to that, it could be things like, you know, seminars that we lead, that we did a roadshow last year. It could be vertical syndication or vertical webinars that we might do. And the reason I mentioned vertical is because often to get into new logos, you need to speak in the language of your customers. And I found that that's typically a vertical conversation. So for example, not to go into too much detail, but if you were looking at a callback solution where you call into a company and they say, well, would you like to get a callback rather than waiting on hold? If you talk to the product marketing guys, they'll say, we've got the best queue management solution. But if you say that to a customer or prospect, they'll fall asleep. if you're talking to a bank, you might want to say, hey, are you leaving your high net worth clients on hold? So very much putting things in vertical terms in our programs as well. And then finally, we've even done some account-based marketing things like what I would call Genesis days. These are one-on-one days where we might bring in the IT and the business leaders from a major company, like in American Airlines, where we had close to 200 people not too long ago. And we come in and we talk about issues that are important to them, and we maybe share some innovative demos and show how we can help. So basically, just sort of to summarize, it's a combination of things that are both traditional trade shows, but with very many digital elements, webinars, vertical syndication, executive contact center events, and then could even be some things that we do, such as our CX Leaders Forum, a private event where I did a panel of customers talking to about 100 prospects last year, where quite frankly, we had almost $100 million of pipeline revenue on the table in that event. And this is where we might bring in like an SVP from a Ticketmaster. We might bring in a VP from Royal Bank of Canada. We might bring in a VP from Ralph Lauren, and they're talking about their experience using Genesis, effectively selling to these other prospects. So another great example of hitting those business outcomes.
So just great examples all around. And the key takeaway I want the audience to realize here is that we're in B2B sales and marketing. So many of the marketing techniques that you might be considering or have used before in the past are a little consumer-based, especially many of the elements of digital marketing. In the B2B world, people buy from people. These are complex decisions. They're made by committee. They're big dollar amounts. Oftentimes when somebody's thinking about buying from you, they're putting their career at risk. So having events like the events that Ted just walked us through, where you're mixing customers and prospects together and you're getting face time with people, is absolutely essential. And this is what field marketing can do for a company. And this is how field marketing can support a sales team. And there's real tangible outcomes from this, measured in marketing sourced pipeline and marketing influence pipeline. So I'm just trying to put an exclamation point here at the end of this segment. We're going to take a break here in a second. Is that for some reason, over the last 2, 3, 4 years, the field marketing teams have been reduced. The field marketing budgets have been reduced. And I think we've over-rotated to digital marketing. Not that digital marketing is unimportant, quite the contrary, it's very important. But field marketing in a B2B sense is absolutely essential. And you just heard several great examples on what it can do for a business from Ted. Okay, this is probably a good time for another break, so let's go ahead and take that break. Would you like to implement some of these things that Ted has spoken to you about today? If so, I think we can help you. Consider having one of our field marketing experts spend some time with you in a workshop. If you want to get a feel for what's covered in this workshop, go to sbi.tips/2017 workbook and download a copy of the workbook that we use in these workshops. Okay, we got one more segment with Ted after the break, so we'll be back in a second.
You need to make your numbers, and you want to hear how others are making theirs. You go online to find out what your peers are doing, but can only find sales consultants selling you. Sound familiar? Then the SBI podcast is for you. Each week, hear directly from a peer how they are making the numbers. Go to iTunes, search for Sales Benchmark Index Podcast, and subscribe today.
Okay, this is our last segment with Ted, demonstrating how to drive revenue growth by connecting corporate marketing with the field by effectively deploying field marketing resources. Let's jump back into the questions. So Ted, one of the main reasons why field marketing exists is that by deploying marketing resources in the field, into these jobs, it allows the field to kind of customize or tailor the marketing messages based on the needs of those customers in that particular vertical or geography. Do you all do that at Genesis?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, actually, one exciting part of being in this role, Greg, is I used to run the corporate marketing team where I created our initial vertical sales content, all the brochures, all the content on the website and so forth. So I've got a strong messaging, strong PR background, and really coupling that from a field marketing standpoint, I've found has been very helpful. So we definitely do. As a matter of fact, I'll often bring feedback to our central marketing team about what we're hearing from prospects. So for example, if I'm at a key event like a Forrester event in New York City with CX leaders, and they're talking about the importance of effortless and personal journeys. Hearing their words and bringing that back to the central team so we integrate some of that into our marketing messaging has been a key part of that. Similarly, where we might be using some what I'll call high-tech jargon centrally, and there's some confusion in the field, I'm talking with customers and prospects every week, and I have a good ear to the ground, if you will, in terms of what's important to them. So we often will take some of that feedback and feed it into the central marketing team, but we'll often customize it as well. So, for example, I recently was speaking last week and then shortly before at a Gartner event where rather than talking about, you know, Genesis and who we are, what I prefer to do is take a more consultative approach where we might talk about, you know, things that are important to the prospects, like keys for creating a great customer journey, and really taking more of an outside-in approach to the messaging versus inside-out. So by talking in their pain points about what they care about and making sure that our messaging is put through that lens, it's really makes for a much more stronger connection with the prospect or the customer.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does make a lot of sense. So that's another great example of how listening to the market, field marketing, is collecting all of that rich customer insight, feeding it up back through the corporation, and then it comes back down to the field with improved communication, messaging, tools, enablement items for the field sales team. So just another great example of all the great things that you guys are doing there. So I'm just taking a quick peek at the clock here. I got really time for maybe one more question. Earlier you talked a lot about how marketing and sales is interlocked. They're in alignment. I mean, you even discussed how you have weekly interlock calls, which is fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about this sales rep, him or herself. So field marketing and their kind of partnership all the way down to the rep level. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, Genesis is like a lot of the people that are watching and listening to the show, and that these are big enterprise level engagements. And your experience level of your field sales team is very high. And as a result, they require, you know, the field marketing team to be very capable. So tell me a little bit about how field marketing works directly with the field sales rep.
Great, great question, because ultimately it all happens there. So I'd say that a couple of ways. So first off, I had mentioned, Greg, the interlock calls. So those are key because that lets us share with each of the sales VPs what we're bringing to them in terms of central or field programs, and also in terms of the lead conversation and the opportunity conversation that we previously discussed. In addition to that, I think one of the best ways to really get down a level to the AE level is we have typically quarterly business reviews where we're physically meeting with the larger sales teams. And we also often will have then a similar conversation there where we might share a number of the programs and what's possible. And I think that's really key because, quite frankly, often account executives, they're off, you know, hunting on their own, and they don't always realize how marketing can help them. So by sharing some of the ways we can help them, they can then think about how they can work us into the mix. A great example of that is one of our most successful salespeople. I remember he was at our sales kickoff a few years ago, and they called him the $23 million man because he closed a huge deal. And he's a real good guy who's a friend of mine as well. But anyway, the reason I mention that is he's very familiar with how marketing can help him, and he really fully leverages and utilizes marketing. So having those communications with the sales force down to the AE level really helps make that connection even stronger. Yeah. and really helps them drive deals and opportunities.
Okay, fantastic. All right, well, I think we're out of time here. Let's summarize what we talked about today for the audience. So if you're somebody out there that wants to get more revenue contribution from the marketing team and you're in B2B, you should seriously consider increasing your investment in field marketing. You know, we heard today several examples how a well-trained, well-staffed, well-funded field marketing team can make a measurable difference in pipeline and revenue. We saw a great example today from Genesis and from specifically Ted Hunting. So that's the purpose of the show today. I hope that got through to everybody. Let's make sure that we're not over-rotating to these digital communication mechanisms. The world is suffering from too much digital touch, and we are not as human as we could be these days. And the way to become more human with our customers is through field marketing, or one of the ways. So Ted, on behalf of everybody that's listening and watching to the show and our growing audience, I wanted to thank you for coming on the show. I know you're really busy. You're out there trying to contribute to Pipeline and to take time out of your day to contribute to the body of knowledge here is much appreciated. So thanks a bunch for being on the show.
Awesome. Thank you. And we've learned so much from you guys. You've really helped us. So I'm just probably playing back some of what SBI has taught us as well. So thanks again, Greg.
And I want to thank the SBI audience for tuning in. Get this. On average, the monthly touch points of this show, which comes in many forms, audio, video, text transcripts, et cetera, is up to 6.7 million each and every month. So the growing reach of this content is dramatic. And it's because of people like you that are listening and sharing and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, producing this show requires a large commitment. It's numbers like this that motivate us to keep producing and sharing sales and marketing thought leadership content. So thank you for your continued support. If you want to learn more about this topic or the other areas that we focus on, go to salesbenchmarkindex.com/register and create an account. This allows you to personalize your experience with our content. For instance, you can choose the topics that you're interested in and how often you want to learn about them. Okay, that's it for today. As always, until next time, I wish you good luck as you try and make your number.
This has been the SBI Podcast. For more information on SBI services, case studies, the SBI team and how we work, or to subscribe to our other offerings, please visit us at salesbenchmarkindex.com.